Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, so I grew up in the north suburban Chicago suburbs, Niles Morton Grove, Park Ridge. Was not a Bears fan when I was a kid. Actually, I was a Chiefs fan for a while when I was a kid, and then that became a natural for me when the Cardinals left St. Louis. But, you know, following the stadium thing in Chicago, I just don't get why, you know, they bought this big piece of property, the Bears did, out in Arlington Heights, where Arlington Park used to be. They tore it down, historic race park. So many of my dollars went flying out of my pocket there, Sue, over the years. But the prevailing wisdom was the Bears bought that property because they wanted to move it out to the suburbs. And then this Indiana thing got going, right? And apparently that's where they're going. Here's Mike Braun, the governor of Indiana.
Made it so easy from the get-go. For 37 years, I signed the front side of a paycheck, had been involved in a lot of real estate deals. Mm-hmm. And when we met, they could tell they were dealing with somebody that knew what he was doing. And there was a lot of due diligence to check off. Yep. And they weren't certain what they were going to do. I just wanted to make sure it was an honest, brokered conversation. And when I could tell that, we got that bill done. And they made the public statement back, I think, in February. I knew then that we were dealing with the clock being an issue. But the Illinois legislature was in session basically from the beginning of the year until the end of May. And the fact that they were taking it up to the deadline looked favorable. And I think that is probably what most observers ought to look at. Yeah. We did it at the speed of business. They dawdled for nearly 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, good for Indiana, I guess, is what Mike Braun's saying. My former colleague and friend Rob Hart, anchor reporter WBBM in Chicago, Odyssey sister station, with us this afternoon. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Great to be talking to you and to everyone in St. Louis.
I texted you on Friday. I said, I need 5 minutes. And then you gave me a window to call you on Saturday. And I did not do that. I failed. So we're going to do that here. My question on Friday was, I don't understand this whole Bears thing. I really am so confused about it, you know, just in the whole sense of the geography. Now, Sue and I were talking about this during the break. It is true that you have the New York teams that play in New Jersey, right? And, you know, so there's a precedent. Now the Chiefs are going to play in Kansas, not in Missouri, but that is Kansas City, Missouri. But is this, first of all, is this a done deal? And Rob, I feel like I'm missing something here. I really do.
Well, do you have like 3 hours
yes.
for me to explain to you the entire
Let's do it.
Saga?
Let's do it.
There are so many ins and outs and what have yous and interested parties. Yes, the Bears are looking at Indiana, Hammond in northwest Indiana, just over the border from Chicago, as their area of focus for a new stadium. However, for the past 5 years, they've been focused on Arlington Heights,
right,
which is a northwest suburb of Chicago, as an area of focus of their new stadium. So, yes, the Bears are looking at Indiana, but this is not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination. And, in fact, we've been here before. The Bears actually talked about building a stadium and entertainment complex in Gary 30 years ago, called Planet Park, and that didn't happen. The end result was plopping a spaceship on top of Soldier Field.
I don't remember. Yeah, that was what they did, though. Yes, exactly.
And, of course, the state of Illinois, or taxpayers, still owe $500 million for that spaceship. And that was why the lawmakers in Illinois were a little more hesitant this time around to just give away the store.
So I think the perception is, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, I think a lot of people feel like this is a done deal. And maybe it was because of the way that Mike Braun was talking about it. So it's encouraging to me. And look, you know me, I'm a Packers guy. I don't really care about the Bears. But you have a lot of the fan base that's in the north suburbs, the northwest suburbs. Like, Rob, I mapped it on Friday afternoon. Now, mind you, Chicago traffic is nuts. But if you were to leave from where my mom and dad and my sister lives in Arlington Heights and try to get to that stadium, it would have taken you on Friday 2.5 hours to get there. Now, I get that a lot of that is construction probably and traffic, but even mapping it from the current Soldier Field, I think it's like 20-something miles, isn't it?
It's probably closer to the current Soldier Field, the Hammond site, then Arlington Heights. But as you point out, traffic is a real issue, and that also applies to Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Speaking as someone who has spent many hours in Saturday and Sunday afternoon traffic, saying, "I thought you people have homes?"
I know.
Apparently not. They want to go downtown and have a good time. But here are some of the stumbling blocks to the Bears potentially moving to Northwest Indiana, because a number of local taxes have to come into place for Lake and Porter counties to get this thing off the.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
The ground. There's a 1% food and beverage tax that needs to be passed, a 5% innkeeper, doubling the hotel tax in Lake County, Indiana, and also renegotiating their lease with the Indiana Toll Road to provide $700 million in additional revenue. All of this needs to be done by June 30th of 2027. And as happy as they are in Northwest Indiana to be in the spotlight, a lot of the lawmakers there are saying we need to see the financials. And of course, Governor Pritzker of Illinois just saying this afternoon that if the legislature in Illinois, the General Assembly, can come together on a Bears bill, he would be happy to call a special session before November.
Well, so that tells me this is far from over. Now, again, why would you buy? And I know that piece of property. I know you know that piece of property very well out there in Arlington Heights. It is a monster piece of property. It used to house Arlington Park and the stables and everything. And there's a lot of potential there. Look, I'd rather have them stay downtown because I think cities should have, their teams there. But look, we've gotten away from that in many, many different areas. So the Arlington Heights thing, while it would alienate, certainly people from the South, it's still far away. There's a lot of public transportation that goes in there. It just makes sense that it would be in Illinois. So what I hear you saying is there's still a chance.
There's still a chance. And on top of that, you have to remember, if the Bears really wanted to go to Hammond, they would have gone by now, just because it is such a very good and favorable deal to the McCaskey family. The stadium would be built using public money. The Bears would lease it with an option to buy once all the bonds are paid off. But the Hallis family, they've had their eyes on Arlington Heights for 50 years.
A long time. Yeah, for a
long
time.
George Hallis wanted to build at Arlington Park in 1975. And something tells me that if the Bears actually signed the paper to go to Hammond, Virginia is going to pop out of her crypt in Des Plaines and address what the family is doing.
You're right, though. They lived right there. I mean, that's not true. Des Plaines is right. Basically next to Arlington Heights. That's fascinating. Are you still in Park Ridge? Is that where you live?
I am still in Park Ridge, so I would love the idea of riding a bike to the train and then taking the train to Arlington Heights and seeing the Bears, as opposed to now, which is public transportation, and that's an hour if everything goes right. So I would be nice. It would be nice to have the Bears in my backyard, but also, looking at the map of Northwest Indiana, this could potentially, if the Bears do move to Hammond, could be a very good deal for the southeast side of the city, which is a big part of Chicago that nobody talks about. And you'd have the Bears on one end of Lake Michigan in Indiana, and then you would have this quantum computing campus that's going into the old U.S. Steel site on the other side. So that could be very good for the south side.
A lot of options. Yeah, look, I'm kind of focusing on the north side because I was from the northwest side and the north side. But you're right. There are people, and that's been a growing area that would be more advantaged to having that Indiana location. Well, the whole thing is interesting to me. A bunch of rich people trying to figure out how much tax dollars go to stadiums. But I'm glad you kind of gave us the lay of the land here this afternoon. How is it, WBBM, not unlike our station here in the building, KMOX, lost the resources of CBS Radio News. Rob and I used to work with my morning show partner at WTMJ, and Rob and I worked there, WTMJ Milwaukee. That's how we got to know each other. Sherry Preston was my co-anchor. She is the lead anchor on the ABC news coverage in the morning, and you got to be airing that. It's got to be weird working with Sherry again indirectly, right?
I think this goes to show you, this is very important to all you little leaguers out there who are trying to break into this business or any business. You have to be nice to everybody. For example, if the morning news anchor, as you're when you're an intern, tells you to go to his house to get his wallet, you say yes, because you never know when you're going to cross paths again, whether it's Mark Reardon or Sherry Preston.
That's a legendary story that I like to share, Rob and I, because he was an intern. But let me tell you about this guy, because, you know, and I hope we have people like this. And look, in this business, Rob, I don't think there's a lot of future for young people. But he was someone that was willing to put in the time as an intern and learn from people. And then bust his ass out there as a reporter. He goes to Chicago. You were WGN. I mean, you've been a survivor. You're younger than I am, but you're still in this business. And I'm proud of you after getting my wallet that one day in Bayside, Wisconsin. Look, I could say I knew you when, Rob.
Look, the important thing, I got college credit for that.
That's right, you did.
If I did not get your wallet, I would have been one credit hour shy of graduating from Marquette, and who knows where I could have been today.
I changed your entire... I'm glad you acknowledged that, Rob. I really do. Look, I hope the family's well. I got to see you a short time ago, actually probably before COVID with the family, but the kids, I'm sure, have grown up at this point. Maybe I'll see you. We're coming up. Lux and I might be coming up next week, so I may text you and see if we can swing by, at least say hi.
Yeah, that'd be great, because we're keeping the northwest suburbs safe for you.
Awesome. All my fond memories when I was a kid is going to the railroad tracks behind my house in Park Ridge and flattening pennies. I don't think my mom and dad knew I was doing that, but it was a lot of fun at the time. We'll see you, Rob. Take care.
All right,
see ya.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.